Saturday night, and here I am again, your late night host on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, Deanne Burley. And join me during the week, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Truth Radio. I'm also simulcast with all broadcasts into Buenos Aires, and I thank Claudia Nelson for her effort in that. And Claudia is an international journalist tied to our broadcasters. She's also a member of our newly formed panel called Scholars for Integrity and Justice. And I welcome her and Pal Talk listeners and Skype and those out there with Michael and many broadcasts all around the country. Thank you for listening and joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about things that I hope are very important to you and everyone here. And what it is what is going on with the justice system. One of the things is we saw in the news this whole week articles about Paris Hilton. In fact, I called WLS Talk Radio in Chicago AM, and I called in to try to talk about the fact that is there too much emphasis on Paris Hilton and not enough emphasis on Scooter Libby. But again, I was greeted when I called on to that broadcast with, we're not talking about that. We're only concentrating on Paris Hilton. Now, is Paris Hilton a celebrity, a girl gone wild or whatever you want to call it, a person that we should basically concentrate on, or should we concentrate on the issue of criminalization, criminals that have done things? Now, the criminal we're talking about is, again, Scooter Libby. He gets 30 months in jail. Paris Hilton gets 45 days. And how about those CIA agents that died overseas and got compromised through this issue with Valerie Plame? Is 30 months enough? And then let's go and twist this back to what happened in New York City on September 11th. Why has there not been any investigation, no one opening up the door to look into the matter of what was going on? Was there a fraud? Was there criminal activity? Nobody has ever, to this day, been able to get any type of investigation of 9/11. Now, tonight, we're going to have a panel discussion of people talking about another issue of 9/11 in New York and how it is very important that this issue is tabled and what they're planning on doing. And when we come back up when, after this broadcast commercial, we're going to talk more with them. I want to bring up my co-host, John. John, are you there?
Hi, Deanne, yes.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's a nice, mild day today. We had, 2 days ago, we had frost in the morning. Yesterday, we hit, in the center of town, was almost 100. And then today was like mid-70s, beautiful day. Started out a little cool, but 50, but it was a nice mid-70 day, just a beautiful day.
Well, out here, it was a beautiful day, too. But, you know, again, this weather, the weather patterns, just very odd, very strange. What happened out here in the Midwest 2 days ago was 97. The wind were 40, 50 miles an hour. There were huge amounts of lightning strikes. One report was 2,000 in 15 minutes. 2,000 lightning strikes in 15 minutes in the area, Illinois. Anyway, we're going to be back, and we're going to bring our panel guest up, and we're going to talk about the issue of what might bring 9/11 to head when we return after this commercial.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
We're live here on RBN, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and we're going to be talking with our guests. They're all here, and I'm going to announce the first of our guests here. It's amazing. 2007, 6 years. 6 years of hoping somebody would come up with an idea, an approach to opening up the investigation of 9/11 in New York. Two men I have here on my broadcast that have been involved. One is an attorney. The other one is an activist, really a rebel in the 9/11 movement. And I'm going to bring them up. And then my dear friend, Alfred Weber, who's with ISIS, Exopolitics, and who just came back from Asia, who sat on the panel as a judge in regards to the tribunal, in regards to this White House. And he's also planning on doing another event of this same nature in Canada on 22nd and 24th of this month, June. And I'm going to welcome them up, John, and we're going to have a very lively discussion of what is getting ready to happen here in New York. Les, are you there? Les?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Les. Are you there?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming on board. Attorney Carl Pearson, are you there?
I am, and I thank you for having us on your show.
I would thank you again. I love to hear from patriots, and I love to hear this is a great report to my soul. Please talk less about the organization that you have formed and what is going on here in New York, and give us the whole rundown, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. Well, as far as the organization, Deanne, we have had a body of activists here that I have been present with since January of 2004. I've been involved very, very in-depth, very actively through weekly street actions and many, many events, articles, and also participation in conferences, national conferences. And what has come up in the last several months is this possibility of getting a new investigation to come about through an action known as a ballot initiative. And I'll just preface that by saying, I'm sure most listeners are probably aware that the official government-appointed 9/11 investigation was nothing but... hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. I can't talk right now. I'm on the radio. Call me back at 1.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, okay. Official government-sanctioned and appointed investigation was, of course, a pretend investigation that was just set out to officially echo the Bush administration's explanation of 9/11. This cannot be allowed to stand. I think every American should be outraged at what occurred. It took 14 months for the Bush administration to even authorize an investigation. It then tried to block it. It underfunded it. It appointed Henry Kissinger initially as the chairman of the investigation. That lasted about 2 weeks, and he had to resign in shame because of his unwillingness to disclose his Saudi clients, things of that nature. And then it went on from there. Of course, anybody who paid any attention could see that this was a whitewash. And there was an article written to that effect called Public Service as Whitewash by Benjamin DeMott that was published in Harper's Magazine. So our effort in the last several months is to look at this possibility of creating a new investigation through the action of a ballot initiative, which we are now very close to launching, where we will raise 30,000 petition signatures. And then there's more process after that. It'll go before city council, and they'll either approve or reject, and if they do reject, then we can go back for another 15,000 to override city council. And then our hope is on the November 6th ballot, which is a general election here in New York City, the New York City voters will have the option to elect for a new independent investigation of 9/11. And by the way, that we hope will have subpoena power. That's what our intention is. And we are put together quite a powerful cast of commissioners. This would be, you know, us appointing who the commission is going to be, and I'll just name a few names here. William Pepper, Dr. William Pepper, who is the attorney who was probably most well known for retrying the case of the assassination of Martin Luther King for the King family. He was a friend of Martin Luther King in the last year of his life. And when the trial was brought to a verdict, within an hour, the jury elected in favor of James Earl Ray being innocent of the crime. And he wrote a book on this called Act of State. That's who Dr. William Pepper is. He's an international attorney. He's in London right now. Otherwise, we might have him on. And he's been instrumental in putting together this panel of commissioners, reaching out to people such as Lincoln Chafee, a former Republican senator from Rhode Island, also actor, activist, Ed Asner, also, former astronaut, Edgar Mitchell, a Roman Catholic bishop by the name of Thomas Gumbleton out of Detroit, who's extremely progressive, political. Also, we have a Mohawk activist and author by the name of Splitting the Sky. His Indian name is Dakajawiya, and he's a phenomenal individual. So he would bring that whole perspective of the Native American and their understanding of empire. He's very, very much in tune with the actual crimes behind 9/11. And so that's several right there to name a few. I'll get some more for you in a second here. I'm just going to jog my
Right now, too, is to bring up Carl Pearson, attorney, activist, well-known in the area of dealing with civil rights. And I welcome you here on the broadcast, and I want you to talk about your aspect as it relates to West Jameson's approach. And you had written the language, correct, for this ballot that's coming up?
I'm in charge of the legal end of it, but the non-legal end, and that always had a lot of discussion as to really what I thought was needed versus what the group as a whole wanted. So we worked it out in terms of having what the group wanted, provided that I felt that legally it was okay. I mean, there are, in drafting a statute, you have to look at the legal requirements. And for example, in the petition, people wondered, why do you underscore everything? And I told them, because the statute says you must either underscore every single word in the statute so the public can see what is the statute and what is not, or you have to put it in italics. So there are legal requirements that I had to impose on the group in this petition, but it's not all my work. A lot of it is, but certainly it's a group effort, and we've tried to come up with the best that we can because we know there's going to be a big fight ahead.
Yes, indeed. Now, the petition, is it the total issue of 9/11, or are you working on certain aspects of 9/11 in this petition?
Well, here it started off, the first draft of the petition was pure 9/11. And along the way, when it became clear that there were additional legal issues that were going to be met, and that essentially to get this thing going, we were going to have a lot more legal work than we were anything else, we felt that it would be useful to have a strong legal presence, a sympathetic and strong legal presence built into the entire petition, so that what I did was I put in my concept for the New York City Attorney General to be the attorney to go into court to represent the 9/11 Commission, or whatever it's going to be called, but to go into court as the New York City Attorney General. And I think that will be stronger when trying to enforce subpoenas than saying that I'm a slip-and-fall lawyer from New York City. We'll have much greater probability of achieving a legal success if we're represented by, let's say, New York State Attorney General, but obviously we can't get him, and he opposed what we were doing. At least he didn't go along with it. So we had to create our own muscle, our own legal muscle, which is the New York City Attorney General. But in doing that, we have the added advantage, and that is that people may not know this, but
we're going to have to hold you up here. The music's coming on for a quick break.
We'll be right back. RBM in the D.M. Burley Show, and we're here with Les Jamison and attorney Carl Pierce and Alfred Weber. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
And it's Deanne. If you want to call me at all, anytime, my number is 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171, or you can reach me at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Email deanne.burley@gmail.com. And folks, again, I started several organizations here, one of which some of the members are here on this broadcast. One is called Scholars for Integrity and Justice. It's a very important organization. We're putting the top scholars in, and we're working on a panel to clean up this corruption throughout the United States through the judicial system and also the political arena. And if you want to be a part of this, please give me a call at the 630-812-0171 number, and let's join up, because this is a huge issue. We need to clean up America, get our civil rights back, and get our people still, you know, out here, they're whistleblowers, to safety, and get these questions that we have not answered about Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center and New Orleans answered for a final time. Going back up to our guest, we have Wes Jameson, who is a part of the 9/11 Truth Movement out of New York, and we have attorney Carl Pearson here, and I'm going to bring Alfred Weber on, my dear friend, part of Scholars for Integrity and Justice. He's also with ISIS and Exopolitics in Canada, and he is a wonderful guy. That's wonderful. Alfred, are you there?
I'm right here.
Thank you, Alfred, for coming on and sharing all this.
Very happy to be here.
And we're talking about this issue of introducing a ballot in New York, and I wanted your comment on this.
Well, I was first approached by a gentleman who was initiating the project maybe 12 to 18 months ago, and I thought it was a very excellent project because it involves all of the people of New York. It involves the population of New York who will exercise their right by petition to place an initiative on the ballot. It will involve the city council. It will involve various boards. And so the entire body politic is enrolled in this process, which I think is necessary because no official body has been willing to honestly and with integrity face the deep and important issues of 9/11 thus far.
Well, I think, too, we're on the same page. I think that the public in New York should have a voice in this because this has been going on for a long, long time. And I've heard from various people in New York, in fact, all over the nation, that they want to find out why there's not been any investigation, nothing. Nothing done. And it seems as though every approach has not worked, and I think this might be something that will bring forth some evidence that will support an effort to open up the investigation to 9/11. Now, I want to go to John. John, what do you think about this panel and what's going on here?
Well, I think it's a favorable try. I'm a little concerned. It's like just in my little township, we have 9,000 population, and we have two judges that both ran 20 miles a day in their elderly sense of their age, and both of them came down with, like, strange diseases, Parkinson's and Legionnaire's disease, and they're both, I'm going to say, compromised in their life. And in their abilities to fairly judge the community, they're, like, controlled now. And we see this Spitzer was attacked directly on asking the question about 9/11, and he evaded the question. You know, he's a good soldier for the globalist. And it's going to be a tough battle.
But let me – this is Carl Pearson. Let me explain.
Can you hear me all right?
Sure, I can hear you.
Okay. So anyhow, I'm concerned. You know, it's not going to be an easy road. I think it's a necessary road, and as we can put more and more people together, it'll become stronger. But it's not going to be an easy road.
Well, Carl, you want to take the podium here and.
Yes, I wanted to explain what the concept is for the New York City Attorney General. I ran for a New York State Attorney General and could not get on the ballot last year. I brought suit. I could not get on the ballot. New York State is the worst for getting on the ballot. So I've been studying this. I understand what the problems are. What we need in New York and what we need in every other state, and particularly in Chicago in that area, is to have a local lawyer act as the new sheriff in town to enforce the constitutional and other rights of the citizens at public expense. That would be a town attorney general or a city attorney general. When you have that, you decentralize the awesome power of the state attorney.
Okay, we have a break coming
down to the lowest level.
We have a break coming, and we're going to have to stop here for a minute, and we'll be back with the comment from Attorney Carl Pearson. Please stay by, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We're here on RBN, and we're talking about a very important issue, one that we've talked about constantly for 6 years, is 9/11. And this might bring an opening to the door of getting a real investigation done in New York. And I want to go back to Carl Pearson. He was making a comment before the break, and then I'm going to bring a caller in. Carl, you want to continue?
Carl, I'm sorry. Could you speak up a little? I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Imagine now that we find out through the investigation who did it. The next step is, how do we help the people who no longer can breathe? How the people who are being injured and no one's helping them? The Attorney General, the New York City Attorney General, will have that power built into this statute to seek remedies for the people who have been injured. And imagine how many people are going to be injured and don't even know it yet, with the deterioration of the air quality. The office of the New York City Attorney General is going to enforce the rights of people, not only the rights to breathe clean air and the rights to be compensated, the rights to get help. But other rights, such as the right to have a job, the people are selling jobs and they're fleeing New York and sending jobs to other countries. So that is the kind of power that this New York City Attorney General is going to have as sort of a test, you might say, that it's never been done in the history of the country. But what we need is a town attorney general in every town and village in the United States to offset the abuse, the prosecutorial abuse that's taking place, because nobody stops it.
Indeed. And as being a former deputy clerk in a state court of Illinois, indeed, this process out here has gotten, in Illinois, it's outrageous. And it is all over the place, all over the country right now. Since the Gaylord scandal, it, you know, was from Illinois, the judicial process is not affording people to have the venue of, you know, their rights heard in these courts. And I think that we need to open up, and the only way that you can do it is to open it up through a ballot process, giving the public the right to state what they want, instead of having politicians and those people that have clout and ties to the corruption, controlling everything, every means out there. I'm going to bring a caller in, Ira. Ira from New York, are you there? You want to come up? And
how
welcome.
Doing? How you doing, Ian? How you doing, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Good. Comment I would have, you know, from following this, having spoken to at least some, if not all, of the gentlemen there, what's the intent? Beyond the health aspect, the environmental aspect, is there an intent to nail the parties responsible? And number two, within what time frame? I mean, and you got to be realistic here. I don't think the public in New York City, nor the public generally, would want something that drags and gets bogged down in irrelevancies and side issues. And the other issue is, are you going to incorporate the anomalies and the inconsistencies of 9/11 outside of New York? And I'm talking about the whole little hole in the wall and the Pentagon and the patch in the ground and no autopsies out in western Pennsylvania, the people departing the plane at Cleveland and nobody knows what happened. It was identified 10:30 in the morning as Flight 93. What's the framework in regard to what you consider, and within what time frame are you hoping to wrap things up?
Well, I'm going to bring that question over to Attorney Carl Pearson and then Alfred Weber. Carl,
okay,
you want to answer that?
Yes. I built into this petition and the statute the right to go to other jurisdictions and get subpoenas enforced, that we can ask for enforcement of subpoenas, so that if a jurisdiction in Oklahoma City or some other place, we find a witness, we could go there, and with the permission of the court there, we could get testimony. So we're not limited to just the jurisdiction of of New York City. We can go beyond.
But
the question of the 5 years is that, imagine appeals. How long does it take to get an appeal through? So if we were to put down our desire to have everything wrapped up in a year or two, then somebody drags out the subpoenas and the appeals so that it lasts exactly 2 years and one day, we're out of office and we can't do anything more. So we built in 5 years to ensure that we can catch that kind of activity. We don't want to drag it out. We want to get some relief, and we want to have the tools with which we can do something about the information that we obtain.
Because I think the public is anxious. There's an anxiety to have responsibility assessed. I know in my own mind where it would be assessed, but I think the public wants to see it. Done through some formal investigation such as this, that I understand your point about appeals and having a 5-year window and all that, but realistic, as a practical matter, there's a sense that it needs to be done a lot more expeditiously if possible.
Alfred, you want to make a comment on this as well?
Well, I wondered if Carl could walk us through the process. As I understand it, there's a petition process. You get 30,000 signatures. And Carl, could you walk us
yes.
through that?
Yes, we need 30,000 signatures whenever we can get them. When we get 30,000 signatures, we present that petition to the Board of Elections, which then counts the petition signatures and then goes to the council with it, city council, and says, here, this is something for you to consider. The city council has 60 days in which to consider it. They can actually adopt it as their own, and it becomes a statute automatically, right then and there. Maybe the mayor has to do something, but it can be adopted, and it won't go any further. It'll be adopted if they do that. But if they don't, which is more likely, it comes back to us, and we have to get 15,000 more signatures. Then it goes on the ballot, but there's an opportunity for interested people over a 10-day period, I believe, to bring suit if they want to challenge the right for us to go on the ballot.
When you say go on the ballot,
to be placed on the ballot as an initiative,
November 2008 ballot.
We could do it this year, but we have to gather our initial 30,000 signatures quickly, and we have a plan to do that. We're working on it, but we can't guarantee that we're going to do it. But we're certainly cognizant of that. We're under a short time deadline.
Now. When you say this year, is that because there's an election coming up this year in New York?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what date is that election?
November 6.
Okay, so you all have a target date of November 6. Now, if you are aiming for that date, but say you get through the process of the 30,000, but you're kicked into the 15,000, so you have to roll 2008.
We should be able to gather.
Does the 30,000 still count for the second round?
No, we have to go for an addition, new 15,000, but we can be working on that and have it all ready so we can gather it in a couple of days. If
right.
we're successful with the first 30, the other 15 is no problem.
Okay, and what is your date for starting this? This a project
within a couple of days. We're just about set to begin.
Okay. Have you sort of, as they say, market tested this with people out on the street? What has been your reaction there?
The reaction is that every cab driver that I talk with, as one group of people, at least 70% volunteer to help me out. They think it is the greatest thing, because for every group that you meet, the combined package not only offers a resolution of this 9/11 issue, but for the taxi cab drivers, the Attorney General can do something for them in addition, because they are oppressed in various ways that they understand, and even the Taxi and Limousine Commission knows. So that and they deserve relief from the oppression that they're facing. So that many groups, like the first responders, have oppression that they aren't being treated. The one person that we know has to pay for his own medicine at $14,000 a month. That's oppression. He would die without his own funds.
Well, how about, wasn't there a woman attorney that just recently had passed from being in contamination from debris?
Yeah, but that, you know, and they've held that she was there on the site, for one thing. And they're saying that because she was there, that she was a victim, even though she died later.
She died five months after the attack. It's not recent. What's recent is the city medical examiner ruled her death a homicide and connected it to 9/11. So this is a major development, and one of many. I'll just also add that before that news came out 2 weeks ago, I'd say 2 to 3 weeks prior to that, the case against Christy Todd Whitman, the EPA director at that time of 9/11,
was thrown out of court by three federal judges. In this case, gosh, you know, what could be more clear that she lied and is criminally negligent for that statement, and so is whoever ordered her to tell that lie to the American public and to the first responders. It, this got thrown out of court about 4 or 5 weeks ago now by these judges under very, very flimsy grounds. And so this is another example of the necessity for having a person in office who can take this issue on with legal muscle and get what is deserved by the American people, because without this, there's just no recourse. We in New York City, like I'm sure every other city, are just under the heavy fist, the heavy hammer of oppression when it comes to legal protection from powerful forces. I'll give you one other example. The NYPD has passed a ruling limiting the right to assembly, especially by groups of cyclists. If you look up on the Internet, Critical Mass, a group of cyclists in New York, and that have been getting arrested just for riding in groups, which is much safer than riding alone. And why this is significant, people, is because this is a condition that we've been subjected to because of 9/11, where our civil liberties have been dismantled one by one, and to the point now where now the right of assembly is out the window, and very little, if any, of our Bill of Rights is left standing because of the conditions that we are suffering from as a result of 9/11.
Now, I wanted to bring also to this conversation the issue of, you know, what it was brought in the beginning with health. From September 11th up until now, there have been major gag orders, it seems, in regards to the health issue itself in New York from those that were rendered, to the dust particles and whatever was in the air during that day. There was a report that I had gone over and looked into in regards to a high level of a strain of tuberculosis that was hit in New York right after September 11th, lung-related disease and disorders. I had called a number of the agencies, FEMA, different agencies that dealt with health issues, WHO. No one would talk about this thing. And the issue now, today, we have a gentleman that's walking around with this XDR-TB, which is tuberculosis, a high-level strain. And the question is it a possibility that this might be present in the lungs of New Yorkers? And then the issue, too, is that after September 11, because of the amount of particles and whatever was in the air, it seems as though that the World Health Organizations would have put a foot in there to investigate, to make sure that the population was getting the utmost medical care in regards to this, and it seems that that never happened, unless I'm wrong, and I want to ask Les about that, and also Carl, what did they do to put in place any type of measures to protect the population from getting diseases, lung-related disorders from all that debris?
I can answer, I think. It's Carl.
Yes.
I think the answer is nothing. It's a whitewash, and they have done very, very little. And that is one of the reasons why the New York City Attorney General, in enforcing what I claim is a constitutional right to be able to breathe proper air and to have treatment centers. I think that we need to litigate to be able to create the facilities that the public needs, because we have a lot of lung conditions that are going to be discovered. A lot of this hasn't yet been discovered because the air quality has hurt people, and it doesn't appear on day one.
No, it doesn't appear on day one, but also if you have no one doing anything to basically put forth an effort to investigate or do anything in regards to disease control or anything like that, or make the public aware, then it's a, you know, mute issue. And you know, like this gentleman that had this high level of tuberculosis, you know, how many people are spreading that and going from area to area? Because that was never investigated, looked into, or anything through any of these health agencies. And I think this is about the point. And this doesn't even cover the fact that at the same time, two of the barrel fire departments, if not more than that, were being shut down right after 9/11 and privatized. Now, why was that going on? Carl, do you know anything about that?
Well, they always try to save money here and there. That's one thing. But secondly, all of the all of the city employees involved are afraid of their jobs. They are afraid of saying that they heard explosions and tell what other people told them for fear that they will lose their jobs. So I built into the statute that we can subpoena these people and they're required to testify, and we may have to hold it confidential, but we can get at it through the subpoena process, I believe.
Well, we're going to commercial. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Want to hear from you on this. We need your support there in New York. Please come up and take the mic. Call.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
tonight with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm here with my guest, Les Jameson, attorney Carl Pearson, and my dear friend Alfred Weber from ISIS, Collaboration Outer Space, has been involved with sitting on a panel in Asia as a judge in regards to this administration under acts of high treason. He's also has another panel coming up on the 22nd and 24th, which we're going to talk about later, but we're going to go right back to the issues that are surrounding New York that need to be on this ballot. Now, Carl, how many issues are you covering in this ballot right now? Is it just the health-related issues, or is it everything?
No, the Attorney General concept is one that, number one, is going to be the legal muscle for the commission, and enforce subpoenas and enforce the right of the commission to exist, to insist and to get the money that it needs. Part of getting the money that it needs, we had to provide a plan of financing, because when people in New York, the voters, pass an initiative, a statutory requirement was added that the people doing that have to put up a new method of financing. You just can't place it on the town. You have to show new financing. So part of this financing is that the Attorney General in New York State has raised $2.3 billion in 1 year, bringing suit against a few people. That is an awesome power that the New York City Attorney General will have, and half of what the state raised really belongs to New York City. So we, as a New York City Attorney General, can raise huge amounts of money which can be used to support this 9/11 investigation.
So this that you put together could be used, as I think it was mentioned earlier, from state to state, and it would help if we do this state to state, having a ballot set up in a copy of what you're doing from
Absolutely.
State to state, because that way, if there is a opposition by current attorney generals or those people that sit in power in these places, we would have opposing a power to have an investigation done over succeeding what they're doing. Is that not correct?
That is correct, and also if the investigation is being handled by a sufficient group or groups, the concept of the city, town, village, county attorney general is one that gives power to the people. It's an independent office that doesn't have responsibility to the other people in power. Attorney General Spitzer, when he was that, never had to ask the governor for permission. He never had to seek a statute. He raised his own money, a very powerful office which you need at the local level.
Also, can I add, Deanne, that it's very important to know that the focus of the investigation, it has a provision, a clause saying that the duty of the commission is
I'm going to have to stop you here. I'm sorry, we're at a short break, and we'll be back at the top of the hour for more on this. So please, everyone, stay tuned. Call in 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.
A message for all home.